Love my body, love myself. Welcome to a guided meditation to self-love called Love My Body, Love Myself. My name is Tammy Hawksworth with Well-Oiled Life, and I will be presenting this healing meditation to help you on your journey to learning to love yourself and realize just how amazing you are and all that your body does. My intention is to help you move past self-hate to self-love. Many of us have not loved our body and have said, thought, or done things that actually harm this connection and relationship. So, before we begin the meditation to love our bodies and love ourselves, I will walk you through forgiveness. Asking forgiveness of the self-hate and the negative thoughts and dislike we have had for our body. To begin, grab your favorite essential oil that makes you feel happy or peaceful. Orange, joy, lemon, or neroli are some great options. You can breathe it in when I ask you to take cleansing breaths, or you can have it going in your diffuser. Then place your left palm over your heart and take 3 cleansing breaths. In and out. In and out. In and out. Then repeat after me. Vocally is best. But if you are uncomfortable to do that, start with in your mind and work towards vocally. Dear body, I now ask forgiveness from you. Please forgive me for not liking things about you. Whether it be my hair, or my eyes, or my cheekbones, my forehead, the sound of my voice, or my ears, or my neck. Maybe it's been my shoulders, or my arms. I ask forgiveness now for not liking my hands, or my fingers, or my fingernails. Please forgive me for not liking my chest, or my breasts, or my back. I ask forgiveness for not liking my belly, or my stretch marks, or birthmarks, or my wrinkles, or my freckles. I ask forgiveness for not liking the shape of my butt or my thighs. I ask forgiveness for not loving my knees and my calves. I ask forgiveness for not liking my ankles, or my feet, or my toes, or their toenails. I ask that you would forgive me now for not liking my height, or my weight, or for anything I have expressed dislike for about my body. I would ask that you would forgive me if I have talked down about any part or any action that you do that provides for me. Please forgive me for any of this. Please forgive me for not appreciating how well my brain works. Please forgive me for not liking my eyebrows, their shape, or the color, or the density. Please forgive me for not liking my eyelashes and their length or fullness. Please forgive me for not liking my eyelids or my lips, their fullness or thinness, or width or narrowness. Please forgive me for not liking my chin and whether it protrudes or not, whether there's a dimple or creases. Please forgive me for not liking my teeth, whether they are perfectly shaped or crooked, or spaces or overlaps, chips or missing teeth. Please forgive me for not appreciating my spine and the ability it gives me to bend and move. Please forgive me for not appreciating my muscles, for all they do to help me bend and move, lift and carry. Please forgive me for not loving any part of you. Please forgive me for not appreciating my internal vital organs and all the functions they do without my knowing. My heart, my lungs, my liver, my spleen, my pancreas, my kidneys, and all the other organs, and how they perfectly work together to allow me to do all I do each and every day. Please forgive me for not putting things in or on my body that did not nourish, hydrate, or respect my body so that it could function properly and improve its health. Please forgive me for the things I chose to drink that did not help my cellular function or provide the hydration needed. Please forgive me for not appreciating my reproductive organs and their abilities to bring life into this world. Please forgive me for not recognizing or understanding all the little details about how you work and function, how the blood flows through to nourish and cleanse my body, how the nerves act to help me be aware and sense things going on and around me. Please forgive me for not appreciating each breath I am able to take to bring the necessary life-giving air in and removing the waste going out. Please forgive me for not appreciating the color or shade of my skin, whatever beautiful shade it may be. Please forgive me for not using my time wisely to allow my body to take time for play, for rest, for relaxation, for work, for sleep, and to balance those. Please forgive me for using my body to hurt another in any way, whether by thoughts, words, actions, or intentions. I forgive myself for not taking time to love and appreciate all that my body does, all that my body is, and all that my body will yet accomplish and do. Dear body, please forgive me. Now take 3 cleansing breaths. In and out. In and out. In and out. We will now forgive ourselves. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Now you can remove your left palm from your heart and shake it off. Shake away that any negative energy that is left. For this next part, we will use our right hand. Place the fingertips over your heart as you say these next lines. And as you say these next lines, tap your chest, 3 times between sentences or as you feel necessary. I will no longer speak down to my body. I will no longer speak negatively about any part of my body. I will no longer be ungrateful for my body. And I will learn to appreciate everything about myself. I will take time to catch myself and turn it in negatives into something positive. I will take time to express gratitude for all my body does, for all my body is, and for all my body will yet become. I will no longer harm my body in any way through thoughts, words, intentions, or through actions. Now take 3 more cleansing breaths in and out. In and out. In and out. Now we will begin the guided meditation to loving my body and loving myself. As I go over various parts, feel free to caress or touch each part in appreciation and awareness for all they are and all they are able to do, for the beauty and function that they provide. I am grateful for my hair, for the color, whatever it is, even if it has grays as I age, as they represent all the years that I have been here, and for all that I have experienced. I am grateful for the ability to change the color of my hair if I wish to. I am grateful for the shape of my hair and how it frames my face, and the ability to change that shape with a simple haircut or by adding extensions. I am grateful that my hair is something that continues to grow, reminding me that each day I too am growing and learning. I am grateful for my hair, whether it is straight or curly, thin or thick, coarse or fine, frizzy or smooth. I am grateful for its length, whether it is long or short, or not even there. I am grateful for all the ways I can style my hair and the crowning glory it provides for me. I am grateful for my head and that it houses my brain, my eyes, my hearing organs, and my nasal passages. I am grateful for my skull and the protection it provides for my brain. I am grateful for my brain and the millions, maybe billions, or even trillions of functions it does each and every day, most of them subconsciously, and I'm totally unaware of all that happens. And for the functions that happen consciously, I am grateful for the filter between the two called the reticular activating system and the job it does to keep me safe and protected from acting on every whim that comes to me and protecting me from danger and harm. I am grateful for my conscious mind that allows me to reason and think things through to help me make choices. I am grateful for my eyes that they can move and see all the beauty around me, the colors, the textures, even the words I am able to read, to be able to see the people I interact with and their expressions. I am grateful even if they don't work fully or are completely unable to see, and how that heightens my other senses. I am grateful for my unique eye color and shape. I am grateful for my eyelids and how they keep my eyes at a good moisture content and protect from debris entering my eyes, that they can close when I need a break from all the busy around me or to help me sleep at night or to activate my imagination. I am grateful for my lashes and their length and fullness, and how they can catch things from falling into my eyes to protect my vision. I am grateful for how they frame my eyes so that my eyes are a focal point to my face, the windows to my soul. I am grateful I can change the length and fullness of my lashes to emphasize that focal point. I am grateful for the ability to shed tears, whether they are tears of joy, or tears of sadness, and for the ability tears have to cleanse my body from toxins. I am grateful for my eyebrows and the added shape they are to frame my eyes, for their thickness or thinness, for their color, and even if I lack eyebrows, I am still grateful. I am grateful for my ears and their unique shape, that they are to bring sound vibration in so that I can hear the wonderful sounds around me. Birds singing, a brook babbling, or a baby laughing. The sounds of people's voices, the sounds of nature, that I can hear warnings if there is danger. I am grateful that I can choose to decorate my body with earrings, to express my individual personality. I am grateful for the size they are, whether big or small. I know they are perfect for the shape of me. Thank you, ears, for all you do. I am grateful for my nose, for its size and shape, its width or narrowness, if it is straight or crooked. It is unlike anyone else's. I am grateful for my nostrils and the ability to breathe in and out through my nose, and to be able to sense smells, to know if something smells delicious and mouth-watering, or if it smells awful and I shouldn't go near it. I am grateful that air can enter into my body to provide the oxygen to nourish all my cells. Thank you, nose, for all you do. I am grateful for my lips, their fullness or thinness, the ability they have to help me form words so I can communicate with those around me. I am grateful whether they are soft or chapped. I am grateful for the ability to use them to smile, to kiss, or to whistle if I am able. I am grateful for my mouth and the way and a way to take in food and drink to nourish and hydrate my body. Its ability to help me to speak and communicate with those around me, to express love and concern, or be a voice of warning, and to be able to breathe and expel carbon dioxide. I am grateful for my tongue, how it helps me to move food around in my mouth, to lick, to taste salty, sweet, sour, or bitter, to be able to stick it out when being silly, and to be able to help in chewing my food. I am grateful for my teeth, whether they are white or yellowed, straight or crooked, with gaps or overlapped, with chips or even with missing teeth, and for the smile they give me to express my happiness and joy, for their ability to break my food up into smaller pieces to help with the digestion process. I am grateful for my gums and that they hold my teeth in place. I am grateful for my cheeks and how they help show my facial expression to help others know how I am feeling, for their thinness or fullness, for the defined cheekbone structure or lack thereof, for dimples if they are present. I am grateful for my chin and the balance it adds to my face, whether it is protruding or recessed or has an indent or a crease. I am grateful for my forehead and its size and its shape. I am grateful how all the features of my face work together to create my individual look, and how my muscles work together to show and express how I am feeling out to those around me through body language. I am grateful for my neck and how it is strong and flexible enough to support my head and allows it to turn left and right, up and down, and all around. I am grateful for my airways that bring air, nourishing air, into my lungs and allows carbon monoxide to leave my body. I am grateful for my esophagus and that it takes food from my mouth to my stomach to nourish my body or to expel harmful foods when necessary. I am grateful for my vocal cords and the vibration they provide to help me make sounds that in turn can be made into words so that I can express myself to those around me. For the distinct sound that it makes to create my unique voice that sets me apart from all the other voices in the world. I am grateful for my lungs and how they process oxygen into my blood and remove the carbon monoxide as it leaves my body. I am grateful for my shoulders and the strength they have to carry my burdens. I am grateful for my back and the strength that it provides to support my upper body, for the muscles that it takes to do that. I am grateful for my spine, each and every vertebrae, and how it protects my spinal cord, top to bottom. For each and every vertebrae that allows me to bend and move and twist. I am grateful for my arms and the bones and muscles I have there to lift and to carry, to hug, to push and to pull. I am grateful for my elbows that allow me to bend my arms or let me know when it is bumped. I am grateful for my wrists and its ability it gives to allow my hands to move in various positions. I am grateful for my hands and the ability to open them and let go of things, and the ability to grasp and hold on to other things. I am grateful for my fingers and my thumbs and how they work together to hold on to things, to pick up or hold a tool or a pen or a utensil. I am grateful, even if they are crooked or missing parts, and how my body finds ways to adapt. I am grateful for my fingernails, whether short or long, and how they allow me to pick up small or thin things, that they allow me to scratch when I have an itch. I am grateful for my chest and my breasts whatever their size or shape, or if I no longer have them. I am grateful for the ability they have had or the possibility they have to nurse a child, and if I was able to do that. I am grateful for my ribs and the protection they provide for my vital internal organs. I am grateful for my heart and that it continues to pump and beat each and every day, circulating my blood throughout my entire body and then bringing it back as it cleanses to be reoxygenated and be sent again. I am grateful for the blood that makes that process possible. I am grateful for my other internal organs, my lungs, my kidneys, my liver, my spleen, my bladder, and more, and all that each of those do in harmony together. I am not even aware of, because they happen naturally each day subconsciously. I am grateful for my belly, whether it is big and rolling, soft and squishy, or firm and toned. I am grateful for each and every stretch mark, if I have any, and that they are indications I have grown in size, whether from eating or from maybe carrying a child. I am grateful for my hips, whether they are narrow or wide. I am grateful for my bottom, my buttock, or my bum, whatever you choose to call it, and the padding it provides for me when I am seated, and for the shape and balance it provides in opposition to my chest. I am grateful for my reproductive organs and the potential it allows for my body to take part in the creation of another human being. I am grateful, even if my body has not had or does not have the current ability to do this. I am grateful for my thighs and their fullness or thinness, and maybe their stretch marks as well, and for the strong muscles and bones in there to support the weight of my body. I am grateful for all my muscles and bones and ligaments and tendons and the skin and fascia and nerves and veins and vessels that also all work in harmony to run the functions of my body. I am grateful for my knees and that they allow me to bend my legs when I walk or run, to bend down low, to squat or kneel. I am grateful for my shins and calves and the shape that they have. I am grateful for my ankles and the ability they provide to bend my foot and allow me to walk or run or hop and skip. I am grateful for my feet and how their size is small in comparison to my whole body, yet they support my entire body. I am grateful for my toes and the balance they provide as I move about. I am grateful for the scars, the moles, birthmarks, or any other things on my skin that make me unique and remind me of the experiences that I have had in my life. I am grateful for this body I have been given. My body, the vehicle that I have been given to house my spirit while I am here on earth. I am grateful for this body that allows me to be here and to experience this life in its fullness. Thank you, body, for all you are and all you do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now we will finish with three cleansing breaths. In and out. In and out. In and out. I now invite you to consider how you now feel about your amazing body and all that it is and all that it does. Even more than we could possibly ever cover in this short meditation. I was invited to try this process a while back. I really didn't think very highly of myself, and doing this was a challenge. Doing a similar activity to this, though, has made a huge difference in my life, and I hope that this meditation helps you to do the same. I know you are awesome, and I love you.